Sibling stem cell transplants. If you found out that you need a stem cell transplant, sometimes your biological sibling can be your stem cell donor. Here we'll explain what sibling transplants mean, how they work, and why you might need one. What is a sibling stem cell transplant? If you're receiving stem cells donated from someone else, doctors need to find a donor whose tissue type matches yours. A sibling transplant means that you will have a transplant using stem cells donated from your biological sibling. As your siblings have a 25% chance of having the same tissue type as you, your transplant team will normally ask if they would like to be tested first. Who can have a sibling stem cell transplant? If doctors confirm that your sibling's tissue type matches yours, a sibling stem cell transplant could be a treatment option if you have a blood condition that means that you can't make your own healthy blood cells, for example, aplastic anemia. B. A genetic condition affecting your blood, bone marrow, or immune system. Or C. A type of blood cancer that chemotherapy is unlikely to cure.
Speaking to other people, I recognise how lucky I am to have had one donor and for it to be a 10 out of 10 match. If it wasn't for George, I would have desperately needed a stranger's help. It could have been a completely different story. I was just lucky. Will received stem cells from his brother George to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL.
How does your sibling donate their stem cells? If your sibling is a match and they want to donate, your transplant centre will arrange a donor assessment. This also involves a medical screening to make sure they are fit and healthy enough to donate. Unfortunately, if your sibling has certain medical conditions, they won't be able to donate to you. If this happens, there are other options for finding you a donor. If your sibling is a match and can donate, the next steps are as follows. 1. Book a date for their stem cell donation. 2. Decide on the best way to donate. A. Most siblings donate their stem cells in a process called peripheral blood stem cell collection, PBSC. Or B. Some siblings donate the cells from their bone marrow. This means having a small operation under general anaesthetic. 3. Donate their stem cells in the way they have chosen. And 4. Book a date for your transplant using their collected stem cells. The entire decision is voluntary. It's up to them if they want to donate. What will happen before the transplant? For a sibling stem cell transplant, you will have conditioning therapy to prepare your bone marrow and immune system for the new stem cells. You will probably have chemotherapy, sometimes in combination with a type of radiotherapy called total body irradiation, TBI. This also helps to get rid of any damaged cells if you have any left. What will happen during the transplant? Your sibling's stem cell transplant normally takes place the day after the conditioning therapy has finished. The transplant itself involves having your sibling's stem cells passed through liquid in a thin tube into your bloodstream, a bit like having a blood transfusion. You shouldn't experience any pain. A transplant is not an operation, and you'll be awake the whole time. Recovering from a sibling stem cell transplant. After your transplant, your sibling's stem cells make their way to your bone marrow. Once there, they start to grow into normal blood cells. This is called engraftment. The length of time spent in recovery is different for everyone. You'll probably stay in hospital for about 3 to 4 weeks in protective isolation. You'll stay in your own hospital room with safety measures taken to protect you from infection. For more information about how to cope during this time, visit antonynolan.org/isolation. After you go home, it usually takes at least 6 months before your level of activity starts to get back to how it was before. For more information and advice, visit antonynolan.org/recovery. Will I get side effects after a sibling transplant? After any type of transplant, many people experience a range of side effects, both short and long term. Most side effects apply to all types of transplants, while others are more specific to certain types. Find out more about side effects on our What is a Stem Cell Transplant? Webpage. antonynolan.org/about-stem-cell-transplant.